ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யூ பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. நேமன் வாஸ் கமாண்டர் ஆஃப் த ஆர்மி ஆஃப் த கிங் ஆஃப் சிரியா. ஹி வாஸ் அ மைட்டி மேன் வித் கிரேட் கரேஜ், பட் ஹி வாஸ் அ லெப்பர். நேமன் வாண்டட் டு பி ஹீல்ட் ஆஃப் இஸ் லெப்ரசி. த்ரூ அ சீரீஸ் ஆஃப் இவெண்ட்ஸ், நேமன் வாஸ் சென்ட் டு ப்ராஃபெட் எலைஷாஸ் ஹவுஸ். எக்ஸைட்டட், ஆன்டிசிபேட்டிங் எ மிரக்கல் ஃப்ரம் த ப்ராஃபெட், Naaman waits anxiously for the arrival of his healing. The prophet is a no-show. His servant brings a word from the master saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored and you shall be clean." Naaman is angry. The Jordan is a dirty river. The waters of his own home are much cleaner than it. In a rage, Naaman starts to run away, unwilling to heed the words of the messenger. Naaman had a certain expectation of how this story was going to begin, continue and end. He probably thought that it would be pretty simple. Head to Israel, see the prophet, get healed, return to Syria in time for dinner. But God's process was quite different. Instead of sending Naaman to the prophet, God sends him to the king, who then sends him to Elisha, who sends the messenger in his place, who sends instructions. The story ends with Naaman being healed. But Naaman would have died a leper had he not been obedient to wash himself in the Jordan. God's purpose was brought about by God's process. Oftentimes, God's process looks much different than what we expect. Don't reject God's purpose just because you don't like or understand His process. Despite his rage at the situation and lack of understanding, Naaman still obeyed and was cured of his leprosy. Are you willing to obey God and seek His purpose and process? The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22, "But Samuel replied, 'Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.'" Remember, my friends, trust and obey, for that is the best way to walk and talk. Shall we pray? God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, gracious, loving Almighty, thank you for the gift of salvation. Blessed Lord, bless us to be obedient to you and to your calling. Spirit of God, today break our unbelief and disobedience, that we may remain faithful all the days of our life. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.